Right, let's play a game. Be a nice little game, this. This is a game all about me. Here we go. So, now, do I have audio clips or is it just...
It's just the script.
So yesterday, I did the radio show and then we all went up to see this movie screening. And then I came back to Radio 1 and I filled in for Greg James again. Mm. So I was on the radio in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah.
This is now 2 days in a row I've done double shifts. I've done my show and Greg's show, Monday and Tuesday. Now, you've all heard a little bit, apart from Tina, who's been asleep.
Mm. No, I've been listening, actually, on my way to work, yes.
Now, it's just me, without you guys, and I'm doing Greg's show, so things are a little bit different. It's still me.
Yeah.
But it's just a little bit different. How different is it? We have a quiz.
Oh.
Here is question number one. How many records did I play yesterday during the Greg James show?
The whole show.
Yeah.
Hang on, how long?
And I have options for you.
Yeah. Right.
It's a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
How many records did I play yesterday in the 3-hour show? Normally on this show, we would play during the whole 3.5 hours.
Seven.
But sometimes, yeah.
Normally about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Really, is that
it's
it?
It's been five once, isn't it?
How many songs did I play yesterday? Is it 13?
Yeah.
Is it 21?
Yeah.
Or is it 25?
In 3 hours. Okay. Hang on a minute.
Question number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which song did I particularly object to playing yesterday? So what song did I object to playing yesterday?
What's the list?
What are the options?
Yeah.
Usher, Climax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Def Havana, Leeches. Mm. Or Flux Pavilion, Superbad.
Okay, well, I know what it's not.
I've discovered during Greg's show the last 2 days that somebody will read Newsbeat, somebody else will read the 2:30 news, and somebody else will read the 1:30 news.
That's right.
So from 1 o'clock to 2:30, there are three different news readers.
Yeah.
But which Throw a Six to Start Newsbeat staff member read the 1:30 news? Was it Chris Smith? Was it Ben Mundy? Or was it Maddie Lone?
Lown, isn't it?
Maddie Lone.
Lown.
Yeah. What was that? Maddie Lone.
Okay, I have my answers.
Yesterday, we tried to turn the show into a guest fest so we could rival Steve Wright in the afternoon, whose guests were Michael Bolton, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and JLS. How many guests did I have in the course of the show, either on the phone or passing by the studio? Was it 9, 7, or 4?
See, now I was listening because I know who some of your guests were, FYI.
And from yesterday's show, whose music video did I agree to be in after they said, I'm serious, you should be in the video? Is it Professor Green, Olly Murs, or Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks? That is your game. Right? Celebrities, you've written down all your answers?
Yeah. Yes, I think.
All right, we'll play a track and then we'll come back and we'll find out who was right, who was wrong, and it'll pad all the way up to the news, so it'll be perfectly timed. Right, played this on Greg's show yesterday, the day before. I like this a lot. This is the new track from Mike Snow. Right, let's go back to this quiz. You ready?
Yeah.
This is my double shift afternoon show quiz. How many records did I play yesterday in Greg's show in the afternoon? 13, 21 or 25? What do you all say?
I'm saying 25.
Right.
I'm saying 21.
Oh. Dave?
25.
You're saying 25. Well, the amount of songs I actually played during Greg's show yesterday was 25.
Wow. Well, I never.
I know.
That's just over.
I had a nosebleed.
Four every half hour.
That's what management said.
I had a nosebleed.
I can't believe it.
And that show's half an hour longer than this one. No, what's other way round.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What song did I particularly object to playing yesterday? Usher, Def Havana, or Flux Pavilion?
I think I heard this bit, and I think it was... I think it's Usher.
Tina?
I didn't hear it, but I think it's Usher.
Dave?
Usher, and for a bonus, Climax.
Is right.
Yeah.
Why did you?
You came off the back of the record.
Well, one,
and said,
it's
isn't
called
that
climax, and you kind of just go, I don't want to think about that particular moment.
Right. Mm.
And also, it's rubbish at the same time. Mm. So,
which you said? You said that a few times.
Did
after,
I?
After the track, yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear after the track, so I went into Tesco's.
Fair enough. Who read the news at 1:30 in the Throw a Six to Start Newsbeat Newsreader Shuffle game? Dave?
Ben Mundy.
Tina?
Ben Mundy.
Dom?
Both days it was Ben Mundy.
Yes.
Again, didn't hear it because I was in said generic supermarket.
How many guests did we get on the show yesterday? Either on the phone or coming into the studio? 9, 7, or 4?
I don't know this one, so I've guessed at 7.
Tina?
I know 2 of them, and I'm going to go 4.
Dave?
I'm confused because I've got the answer 4, but it depends whether someone counts or not. Do Radio 1 staff members count?
Yes.
Oh.
Well,
in that I don't
case,
know.
Well, in that case, then, it's got to be more than 4. I'm going to say
Why,
7.
Why, who are you saying?
Do you want my 4?
Yeah.
Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
Arishe.
Yeah.
John Bishop.
John Bishop.
And Rizzle. However, I also heard you say that you had a chat with Pete Tong. And then I turned off, I think.
Yeah.
So, therefore,
Scott Mills.
It's got to be more. It's got to be 7, then.
And Westwood.
7.
Oh. Yeah.
Final answer.
And Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, yeah, Paddy. Yeah, definitely.
And
7.
Professor Green.
9.
He popped in.
9.
The answer is 9.
Yeah.
That's what I put.
No, you didn't.
You put 4 plus, then 5, didn't you?
Whose music video did I agree to be a baddie in yesterday? Pro Green, Ollie Murs, or Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks?
I believe Ollie Murs.
Tina? Yeah, it's got to be Ollie.
And Dave?
I think it was Rizzle.
You're all wrong.
Oh.
Professor Green?
Professor Green came in to see us.
Right.
Just popped in, said hello. And then he said, yeah, I'm shooting a video next week or something. And I went, oh, can I be in it? And he goes, well, we need a baddie. So I went, I'll give you my baddie look.
That's
and
bad.
After he stopped laughing, he went, actually, you could be in it. We do need a baddie. And I'm like, I could be a baddie, bruv. Yeah, right, yeah. What you looking at? Oi, slaphead, what you looking at?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you eyeballing me. What are you looking at, son? Yeah? Yeah? Come on. Come on. Yeah? Yeah? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at you, actually.
Oh, fair enough. You're sorry, mate.
Look at me.
I am very handsome. So, yeah, Pro Green wants me to play a baddie in his music video.
Wow.
That's not bad. I got amazing. 3 out of 5.
Well done. So, you were in Tesco's for a long time.
No, I wasn't. You know what it was? I went there. It must have been... Usher must have been running up to the 1:30 news. I missed the end of that. Then Miss Ben Mundy. Had to guess that one.
Yeah.
And then I came back out around the time when you had Rizzle on the phone.
Right, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
All good. And that was my afternoon quiz. I don't think I'm doing Greg's show today.
Are you not today?
I'm as much in the dark as everybody else is
about. Oh, I can tell if you want.
Is he better?
Not. It's Nick Grimshaw today.
It is.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Well, do you know what? I take that as a bit of a kick in the balls, I've got to be honest.
Oh, why?
Well, the fact that I said I don't mind doing it, I'll do it. And then they've literally, every day this week, have rung as many people as they can to ask them to do the show instead of me. And then it gets to Wednesday and they go, yeah, someone else will do it, Chris. And I'm like, oh,
maybe
okay.
They just think it's too much.
Really? Does it sound like it's too much?
No.
I mean, let's be honest. And I'm way more entertaining than Grimmy. Because, like, all he does is talk about Alexa Chung and Lily Allen and, like, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, skinny jeans.
And hummus.
Like, yeah, do you know? You know, he knows nothing about the real world.
Hummus?
When was the last time Nick Grimshaw had a pint of ale? Never.
Exactly.
He hasn't got a clue. Doesn't live in the real world.
Not one of us, is he?
Right, well, do you know what? Fine, I'm going to go to Capital Disney and do their afternoon show. Not a problem, mate. I'll tell you that. Right, let's get the news, play a couple of songs, then meet Lord Sugar. Listen, watch, share this.